Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending March 5th, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican government to allocate $9.2 billion to University of West Indies. Favel Williams, Jamaica's Minister of Education, Youth and Information, announced that the government plans to provide the University of the West Indies, UWI, with an allocation of $9.2 billion to help alleviate the financial challenges faced by the institution due to COVID-19. The government will also provide a grant of $2.9 billion to the University of Technology. Williams noted that the government is reviewing the way tertiary education in Jamaica is funded. Jamaica's National Family Planning Board, NFPB, says human rights should be included in basic school curriculum. According to Nicola Cousins, the technical officer in the Enabling Environment and Human Rights Unit of the National Family Planning Board, NFPB, human rights, which are not currently part of the teaching curriculum in Jamaican schools, should be taught as early as the basic school level. Cousins said the NFPB believes that early education in human rights is one of the most sustainable ways to help people understand their human rights. Such a long-term solution is necessary to ensure that the Jamaican people have the knowledge necessary to prevent violation of their rights. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean Public Health Agency reports obesity a critical issue for CARICOM countries. The Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARPHA, stated that obesity presents a critical issue for developing, including CARICOM countries. The statement was made in conjunction with the marking of World Obesity Day. The agency noted that the Caribbean has some of the highest obesity rates in the Americas, with 18.9% of adults in Antigua and Barbuda and 31.6% of adults in the Bahamas being overweight. Additionally, obesity levels among children between the ages of 5 and 9 in CARICOM countries are rising, with the Bahamas having the highest level at 39.5% and St. Lucia having the lowest at 26.1%. Obesity rates among children in the Caribbean is 2 to 3 times that in the rest of the world, putting them at higher risk for non-communicable diseases in the future. The agency also noted the vulnerability of obese people to COVID-19, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Clark introduces legislation to allow Caribbean dreamers to earn legal permanent residence in U.S. Yvette D. Clark, a Caribbean-American Democratic congresswoman, has introduced legislation in the United States House of Representatives to permit Caribbean and other dreamers to obtain legal permanent residence in the U.S. and U.S. citizenship. The legislation, called the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act, or DREAM Act, would grant temporary conditional residency to dreamers, those unauthorized Caribbean and other immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors, together with the right to work. Additionally, if they later satisfy further qualifications, they will attain permanent residency. Clark is the daughter of Jamaican immigrants and represents the 9th Congressional District in Brooklyn, New York. The legislation is co-authored by New York Democratic Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez and California Congresswoman Lucille Robal Allard. This week's business news. International travel retailer Dufry wins 6-year extension to Sangster Airport concession contract. Dufry, a global travel retailing firm, has won a 6-year extension to its current retail concession business at Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. The agreement covers duty-free and duty-paid shops at the airport. Under the extension, MBJ Airports, manager of Sangster, and Duffery, which operates travel retailing entities in 63 countries, includes a six-year duty-paid concession that will go into effect in June of 2021 for a number of the retailer's specialized shops, and a new five-year duty-free contract that will be effective from August of 2021. The new shops include a walk-through shop, two last-minute duty-free shops in the departure areas, and a duty-free arrival shop. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Reggae legend Bonnie Wailer dies at age 73. Bonnie Wailer, the legendary reggae artist and last surviving founding member of the Wailers Group, died in Jamaica at the age of 73 on March 2nd, 2021. The Wailers formed in 1963 with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. The group gained international attention with its album Catch a Fire. It also helped to popularize Rastafarian culture among Jamaicans in the 1970s. Wailer died at Andrews Memorial Hospital in St. Andrew of complications from a stroke he suffered in July of 2020. His death was mourned by people around the world. This week's sports news. Reggae Boys seek additional players in move to qualify for 2022 World Cup. The Jamaica Football Federation is working to acquire citizenship for some high-profile players so that they can join the Reggae Boys national team. The Reggae Boys have recruited Mason Holgate, Demarai Gay, Ivan Tony, and others in the team's bid to qualify for the World Cup in 2022. According to Michael Ricketts, president of the Jamaica Football Federation, discussions have occurred with a number of players in the top two divisions of English football concerning their availability to represent Jamaica. The Federation is in the process of getting these players Jamaican passports. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at the EnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.